Hello, everyone. I do not know why it's so dark in my office today. I've got lights on, windows, all the things, but we're dark in here today. My hair is also jacked. Hang on, let me get my hair in the right spot. There we go. My microphone jacked up my hair. Okay, so today is open coaching, and we are going to do all of just open coaching today. It means you're going to raise your hand. You can coach on any topic today. Doesn't matter what it is. Let me make sure I got the right microphone turned on. I do. Can everybody hear me okay? If you'll let me know in the chat, that would be awesome. And all right, let's get started. Melissa, you'll be first. Melissa and Carrie, you're for sure going today, correct? If y'all don't know, I have been like face down in the Facebook group for a while now. I'm usually in there anyway, but I've been particularly interested in several things going on in the Facebook group. And two people I called out and said, I want to coach you. So let's do it. All right, Melissa, you got to tell everybody because they won't know what we were talking about unless they read our post. So let's go. You were one of them, right?
I didn't make a post.
Oh, never mind. There's somebody else who's going to be here. I know Carrie is one of them, and then somebody else. So, but anyway, go ahead.
I was going to make a post, but it's like too much, too many words to make a coach.
What's hilarious is it's probably not. It's probably too many thoughts in your head.
Probably.
Like, I'll tell you what, tell me what the facts are. Let's just lead with, like, if you had to make it factual and you couldn't even tell all the words, if you had to make it boring, what would it be?
What's boring about it is compliments on weight loss. So yeah.
Why do we need so many words? I'm getting compliments on weight loss.
Yeah, I'm getting and what's bothers him too. I don't like it, period. But it also happens in front of my sister that's okay. Kind of got some issues going on. So I know that I can't control the way she feels, but she's my sister and I love her, you know, and I don't want her to have hurt feelings. But what ends up happening is she ends up making remarks about me and my journey. And so then I got like kind of defensive. I brought it to my accountability group, the sassy salty sticks, hashtag that. And they said that it's probably, well, I was listening to a podcast that day and you said, take it to the tribe, like not outside people, which of course I would not do that. I try to do it with my husband, but he doesn't understand.
He's not supposed to understand.
But, and they, I know, but he's my husband. So, and he knows how my sister is. But like, she's done it twice that I can count since I've been doing PMP, and I have a September baby that's lost over 30 pounds.
Okay. So you've lost 30 pounds. You have a sister does she have weight to lose or not? You haven't said anything about her other than she makes comments about my weight loss journey.
Yeah. She's had she doesn't probably need to lose any weight, but she is not as small as she used to be, so she says like she needs to lose weight, but she was also
in her brain she's in
anorexia.
Yeah, but in her brain she's in pain.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and you don't want her feelings to get hurt, but if she says things to you that you don't like, do you just be like, well, thank you for your feedback, love it? Or do you just hurt her feelings?
No, I don't say, well, see, and that's the thing. It's like, I came to my group and we were like, I got to be able to have like a response ready for when people say things to me, period. But then like, thank you. Or yeah, I'm really working hard or something like that. But for
what about
whatever
just
reason,
thank you. Why can't we just say thank you? That's what I want to know.
Why can't we just not have to say anything? I just
because
don't want
that
anybody
requires,
to say anything.
Right, but like that's not going to happen. And you wanting other people to not comment on your weight loss is bullshit. That's you creating drama for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, you know what I want? I want there to be no red lights ever when I drive. I'm so pissed. I don't understand. Every time I go to the grocery store, there's fucking red lights everywhere. Why can't we just always have green for Corinne? Do you see how, like, just dumbass that would be of myself to even consider that in the realm of possibility? I would stay frustrated. And yet, you're arguing for the same shit for yourself. Like, why can't they just, like, rather than me just, like, deciding to say thank you, rather than me just deciding to let compliments come in out of other people's mouth and me doing my own work around why I don't want them, I would rather be frustrated that people make comments. That's a bigger, better deal for me.
Yeah.
It's called unnecessary suffering, Melissa.
I know. I just want to enjoy my journey, and I don't want to have anybody say anything to me.
Right. But you just said, I want to enjoy my journey. And if they will stop talking, I can get to the enjoying part.
I'm still going to enjoy it.
No, you're not. Not if you think other people have to stop talking in order for you to have enjoyment.
Yeah.
How does the model work? If we want to feel joy on the feeling line, and then the C line is comments. Where does the joy come from?
I don't even know.
How does the model work? Where do all feelings come from?
I want to be, I want to feel confident, and I want to be grateful, and I just want to be.
Right. And where does grateful and confident and okay and joyous?
My thoughts about their comment or whatever they said.
You're always going to be, every feeling will always be generated by something you're thinking, either about comments coming from other people's mouths. But I suspect the real problem is the comments that are between your ears that need to be worked on. You don't have those in check. And you know how I know this? Mm-hmm. Because you think these things are causing your feelings.
Well, I think that it's a kind of two-sided, because I'm okay kind of more when I'm by myself. I can just kind of like say, okay, thanks, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when like somebody says, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm just eating healthier and exercising.
Okay.
You know? And so then it's like when they don't believe you or something, I don't know. It's like the follow-up to giving the answer.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. When you first started listening to me, did you believe the shit coming out my mouth either? Like, you mean we are going to eat when we're hungry?
Yes. That's why I've been successful on this plan.
That's why you've been successful. But the very first time you heard it, that you weren't going to get a meal plan and you're not going to get all the late. I want you to just take yourself way back to the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And it, like, everything that I say runs contradictory to everything that's out on the internet right now.
Yeah.
Is it a far stretch that you're going to tell someone, the reason why I'm losing weight, I'm not really doing anything. It's kind of just easy. I just eat healthy. I just, you know, when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Everybody else on the planet has food drama, but Melissa now. That's why they don't believe you.
Right.
It's not because of anything other than, it's like, of course no one believes her. Of course no one believes you. That's not what people are taught.
Okay.
You're running you're running straight into their belief system. Like, no.
Like, they can't believe that. I didn't ever think about it that way. So like maybe my sister can't really believe it either. Because like she's like I'm in Jill Angie's program too. So I know I'm a responsible runner. Like I follow her plan. So I'm responsible in my I exercise responsibly for sure. She has not always in the past. She's been like a exercise abuser.
Yeah.
So maybe in her mind, I can't, there's no other way to lose weight than by this way, but I can do it this way.
Yes. This is where sometimes what we want to do is we want to observe someone else's possible model.
Okay.
Okay. You're wanting your sister and basically everybody who talks to you to process your weight loss through the lens of everything that you've learned and adopted. And you're like, oh no, Corinne, I do believe it. I love you. Like, it's all so great. You want them to just be that way with like, you know what I need all of you to do? You know how you like, you have stories and you have thoughts and stuff, erase all of it and just be happy like me.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Your sister is going to be offering you her opinions based on the filter. Like, you are now her circumstance. So I want you to think about the model.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to your sister. You are a circumstance. Your weight loss is a circumstance. Your running is a circumstance. Everything that comes out of your mouth and everything that, like, all of that is just a circumstance that she's going to have her own models running all the time on.
Mm-hmm.
And her thoughts will come from her perspective, her past, every filter she's ever had, what she heard when she was 12, her whole entire eating disorder history, all of that is playing in her model.
Mm-hmm.
That's her thoughts.
Right.
That's not you. And I think what you're mixing mm-hmm. up is wanting her thoughts to be influenced by how you think, not just what you're presenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it all comes back to this. You're in control of your own feelings. If you're not enjoying other people's comments, like if you're saying, like your thought right now is their comments affect my weight loss joy. And that's the model that we have to focus in on, because you are blaming circumstances for how you feel, not observing circumstances. And when you don't feel good, questioning how you are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to control the circumstances.
Yeah, most definitely.
And it doesn't work.
I definitely want to control what people are saying. So like, I can just like say something and, oh, I'm on my way to the restroom, I'll just, you know, run away or whatever.
Well, and the only thing you get to control is how you think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
So like when other people, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking of my response was my, well, her saying that, I know that's just my, if it hurt my feelings, that's my, you know, that don't, I know that doesn't, that's.
What was one of her sentences? So we can just get a clear circumstance and like,
well,
let you see it.
This time, at least she said plan, but she says, oh, she's making like this, a plan and exercising like a crazy person.
Okay.
Right in front of me. And I'm like, I say, and all I could think of to say was, I'm not exercising like a crazy person, because that's the only thing that she said that wasn't true.
Is she exercising right now?
No.
So you probably look like a crazy person next to someone not doing jack shit. She's
yeah,
right.
And
you're exercising like here's how we also know you're exercising like a crazy person.
Just
you're actually following a plan from a like a trainer.
Yeah.
People who are just exercising to lose weight don't do that.
Yeah.
So in her mind, you're crazy. Why would you mm-hmm. why would you take running advice from someone who's like, you know, legit? Who, you know, like, and I don't know if she knows about Jill, but she's like, Jill's overweight. I'm sure in your sister's mind that that's crazy pants too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that she does. Because
so that's what you want to think about. Like, when she says crazy, like, she's right. You are exercising like a crazy person.
I corrected her because the gal was like, are you doing 5.5 hours of exercise or something? I said, no, 30 to 45 minutes. That's it.
This is what I would say. I would have said, just like you, I said, yeah, I'm really crazy. It's like 30 to 45 minutes a day. Considering most people don't get off the couch at all, I'm batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. I just agree.
Yeah.
Then you get to put joy into your weight loss journey. That's but when true. You have to go on the defensive and prove like, no, 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 I'm doing this all right. You don't understand. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know you're doing it right. You're reaping the rewards. You're feeling really good. You're getting the benefit of everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
The more you don't defend against it, and the more you sound like a sane person by not defending yourself and arguing and all that other stuff, sometimes people are like, oh, that must be different. Usually diet people act like crazy people. Like they yell back and they defend themselves and they go to war.
I think also she's my older sister and I just don't feel like I could say anything to her regardless of what it is. It could be weight loss. It could be buying a car. I mean,
here's the thing.
I love her, but
you need to just love her and you need to quit thinking things about your sister that like, I think the biggest hoser that you have, honestly, when we break it all down, is you think there's going to be a conversation one day that you're going to have with your sister and she's going to do this. What's her name, first of all?
Her name's Dawn.
Oh my God, Melissa. I have been wrong about everything all these years. Thank you for telling me.
Oh no, that's not ever going to happen. No, I know for a fact that's never going to happen.
So going to war with her, arguing with her, wanting her to change, all the things. You're wanting her to feel different and think different versus you just deciding to feel different and think differently about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, changing your opinion of her is way easier than getting her to morph into another human being. Who's, I mean, look how hard it is for all of us to do the model. We actually got the model.
Right. I know. So I should redo this model based off what you just coached me on now.
So what is the circumstance
in the model?
It doesn't
look like anything like what you just coached me on, huh?
What was your circumstance in your model?
Oh, my circumstance was Dawn said I work out like a crazy person for the second time.
And your thought was?
Are you wanting intentional or intentional?
I want the unintentional.
I don't like that. She says that about me.
And why do you not like that? Let's go like one level deeper. So what if she said that?
Because it makes me mad and it makes me confused and sad for her.
Okay. So I'm mad. I'm confused. I'm sad because I'm thinking what about her comment?
Because it's extreme and it's not true.
It's not true. And why does it bother you that she says things that in your mind it's not? Because I could think somebody like if you came up to me, Melissa, and you said, you know, oh my God, Corinne, what do you mean? You went running for an hour and 15 minutes? You didn't even eat breakfast beforehand? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like,
yeah. And it probably because it was the second time she, like when I was training for my last half marathon.
Let's say she did it 30 times. How many times it doesn't matter. I'm going to just tell you right now, it probably bothered you the first time too.
Yeah, it did.
So let's just say, like, if you said all that to me, I would just be like, well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be done because I would know it's not true. It's like, oh,
yeah,
she just doesn't know. That's okay. I don't even have to tell her. I'll just let her think that. Or if you just want her, if you want to tell her, like, if you want to say, like, no, it's not true. I, you know, I'm doing these things. I'm feeling really good about it.
Yeah. Well,
the problem is that you're allowing, you keep going back. I want you to watch this video and watch how many times you say, I feel these things because of this C line.
Mm-hmm.
I feel because of them, their comments. It was the second time, whatever it is. Like you keep trying to go like, no. I take no responsibility for how I feel. It really is just all of them. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with me. Just like this is what your sister's doing. If she's feeling bad because you're losing weight loss, I need Melissa to gain some weight so I can feel good about myself. That will fix me.
There? Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Come in. I'm sorry.
But that's your, that's okay. What's happening in your sister's mind.
Oh my God.
You're good. Fine. Sorry. It just blanks the screen out. That's but I so want good. You to see that if your sister feels bad.
Yeah.
Because you've lost weight. Then if you want to fix her feelings, then go get fat again. Gain 30 right. pounds.
Yeah, that's probably because I've been over 200 pounds for a long time. And that's probably part of it too.
Yeah, but no, I want you to listen to what I'm actually saying.
Yeah.
Would your sister like literally feel better? Or is it just the lie you tell yourself that somehow you're controlling your sister's feelings? If you gain 30 more pounds, was she just amazing then? Like never, like, it was perfect back when I had 30 extra pounds on. I never argued with her. She was the best sister I ever had.
No, that's what I said.
She was happy with everything I did. Exactly. Because in her mind, how she feels is always how you act, not mm-hmm. her own thought. She takes no responsibility for herself. Mm-hmm. She gives you the responsibility of changing so she can feel better. Like if you would just diet the way she approves of, she'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that. It's not sustainable.
Not only that, you don't want to. And that's not how it works. Just like if you're going to sit there and say the reason why she feels bad is because I have lost weight and you want her to feel good, then you have to go gain weight. It's like, that's why the models doesn't, that's why blaming circumstances don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know that your sister feels bad because she has douchey thoughts about you.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know that you feel bad because you have douchey thoughts about your sister.
Yeah.
You think it's your sister.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. I just want to make that real clear. So the intentional.
No, I feel like also the time of the month that this has happened in the past, I was close to my period too. So I felt real emotionally like, crazy. Like no, a crazy person.
But let's not blame anything for why we feel bad. Let's just like, this is you trying to sneak it in on me. No, it's now my period.
Oh, no. I don't want to blame it on anything. No.
But I want you to re-listen to this.
Sometimes the emotional tenor goes up a little bit more when.
But you know, that's a thought that's not helping you here. Yeah. The problem that you're running into right now, everyone, please hear this for all of you who blame your period for all kinds of shit. You're wanting to hang on to the idea, but no, this is really innocent, Corinne. The reason why I felt bad is because my emotional tenor is up. That's just saying the sea lion controlled my feeling. That's what that really says. Rather than my sister says stuff while I'm on my period, my thought is, I control what I think and feel right now. Not my period, not my sister, not a sentence, not anything. Like that is the, like, I don't care what your intentional thought was. We need to get you really clear. And this is for everyone who does this. I'm working on some content for you guys. One of the steps, like step one of really figuring out how to get to intentional models is you have to really understand actions, feelings do not happen because of a circumstance. If you're eating, if you're feeling bad, if you are anything happening on these two lines, if you ever say, well, when I ate, it was because he said this or she said this. Well, I felt bad because she said this, or I overreacted because it was my period. That's blaming the circumstance every single time. So before you get into intentional model land, what we want to do is we want to start putting separation between the circumstance and the thought line. So it's like, if I catch myself ever saying any action caused by my circumstance, any feeling caused by my circumstance, the next level step is to go to the thought of, I am just thinking this, or some thought is making me feel this. It's not the circumstance. Some thought or feeling I'm having is driving me to eat. It's not the circumstance. You do not have to get any more complicated than that. You don't have to know the thought. You don't have to know the feeling. You can like free yourself and have relief from all of that. But practicing not blaming for a while, like a month, of just like separating those out, what it does is it slows the model down. Most of you won't be creating the same result you do all the time. Like if your sister says something to you and you feel yourself getting angry and you think she would just quit saying those things, I would feel so much better. You say like, oh wait, no. Something I'm thinking about what my sister just said has made me angry right now. Mm-hmm. It stops the model. You don't start yelling at her or running from her or doing whatever it is that we do in that moment. It immediately, the action line becomes ownership and responsibility. Pause happens here. Waiting. Doing nothing about it. All of that happens in the action line when you do that little wiggle out of that blame model. Eventually, what happens is the more you tell yourself that stuff, your brain will want to do something about it. And it will go to, well, if it really is just me and it's really not this circumstance, then what are we going to do? We're going to probably think differently. We're probably going to start trying to figure out what we need to do differently.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I know that's kind of heady.
No. Yeah, it does. But I feel like I need those opportunities. I need this to keep happening so I can,
yes.
I mean, I don't want to replay this model in my head over and over because I just like, I don't know how much more I can write about it.
Yes.
So
I think you just said something key. Like, I don't want this model to keep happening over and over again. How we know that we have a problem, like a lot of times when we're doing the same model over and over and over again, it's because we probably haven't figured out that it's our thought causing it. We're still thinking that the circumstance is to blame.
Mm-hmm.
And when you write about it, you'll see it because you will, or like when you talk out loud to your accountability groups, like when you guys are talking to your accountability groups, start listening for people who will say like, it's just a long day. Like I totally came home and overate because like at 9 o'clock this morning, my boss was already on my ass making me do shit. That's called, I ate, boss told me to do shit. It's like, we forgot that we had any thoughts or feelings going along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so like y'all listening for when you're in blame, so that when you're having a model repeat over and over and over again, and you don't seem to be making any traction on a new thought, it almost always is because you haven't even taken ownership that you're the cause of your own pain in the old model. You're still hanging on to the idea that other people's comments are making me feel this way. Other people's actions are making me feel this way. Rather than I'm seeing other people's actions, I'm hearing other people's words and sentences and their comments and stuff, and I'm feeling bad because I'm thinking something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that drops you into responsibility. That changes this model over to the next level, and where you may not be changing the relationship with your sister and you may not be feeling amazing and whatever. This is where we sit in the old feeling of like, I'm still angry at her, but I know it's because of something I'm thinking. She is not the cause of my anger anymore. I'm just mad because I don't like what she said. Maybe I, on some level, agree with it, and she's tapping on my insecurities. There could be all kinds of things that are happening. But for right now, I just don't want her to be responsible for my feelings anymore. I want to start taking ownership of that.
Mm-hmm. So really, okay, maybe I'm slow.
No, you're fine. This is real. But I'm gonna say, this is the like meat of it all. And like this part is, once you guys get this part, I swear to God, the rest of thought work becomes easier. But this is the harder part, because it's making you divorce everything you believe in your brain right now. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, maybe it's not so much, I mean, there's the relationship component to this because it's my sister. But if it was anybody else, then maybe I might not. I don't know. I mean, relationships are complicated or whatever. And I know her history of her past clinical.
Okay, here's what stuff. I want you to, here's what I want you to notice. Everything you just told me is a thought and it's not a circumstance.
Yeah. Well, I think what I was getting ready to say was, like, maybe I just need to be okay with anybody. That's the thought, that I need to think about the circumstance that people are complimenting me on my weight loss. And I don't want to go backwards. I'm not going to go backwards. So it's probably still going to keep happening, especially if I keep losing another 30 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So regardless of who says it, I still need to go through the thought of what they're saying and the feelings. So I'm not going to not keep doing this, you know, this work
you,
and this program.
You need to figure out what it is when people are acknowledging your weight loss, why it bothers you instead of fueling you. That's where your work is. It's not like, it's worse when it's my sister. We have a deeper relationship. Like all of that, when I said, you know, you just gave me a lot more thoughts.
Yeah.
Gave a lot of thoughts around what's going to make it harder for you to wiggle out of your belief system that your sister is causing feelings, but you're on the right track that, you know, it doesn't matter who it comes from, whether it's my sister or it's a rank stranger, it's Corinne, it's my accountability group, it's anyone.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, compliments on your weight loss are tapping on an insecurity that you have. And because they are basically like saying, we see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing this down. I'm listening.
Yeah, no. So they're basically saying, we see what you're doing, and somehow you're internalizing it as fearful, as not right. Like there's something, because your emotion indicator light. So I always like to think of like feelings are like the indicator light on the dashboard of a car. When the lights come on, we know something's wrong. So negative feelings will pop up on your emotional dashboard as something's wrong in my thinking. Because if someone's complimenting my weight loss, if they're just acknowledging that I've lost weight and my feeling is negative, it's because I keep thinking something that drives it. What could that be?
What could it be?
That's where your guess is.
Oh.
Like if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I noticed you've lost 30 pounds. You feel what?
I don't know.
But why do you want them to not say that?
I feel like after I say thank you, I feel like I got to give them a reason why or how it's happening. Or I'm sorry that you've known me my whole life and I've been a fat ass. I don't know. I feel like that's what it is. I feel like they're recognizing, it's like you wouldn't go up to a fat person and say, oh, wow, you've really gained, 55 pounds this year. What's going on? You know, it's like, that's how I feel like it's the opposite way, you know? And I don't know if it was your coaching call or somebody else's, but I heard somebody say, don't ever say that to somebody because you don't know what circumstances surrounded their weight loss. Maybe they have a disease. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they're whatever. So I don't compliment anybody on their weight loss. I just
say,
hey, it was good to see you.
I'm going to tell you, Melissa, if you lose weight before next time I see you, I'm going to be like, oh my God. Are you really doing my program,
hey,
or do you do something
to
else?
October camp.
Well, be prepared. Lots of compliments are going to be coming your way. But let me ask you, I mean, like, seriously, you gave me a lot of things. You're like, I got to explain it. If somebody says, hey, you've lost like 30 pounds. Oh my God.
Thanks.
Yeah, but that's your action line. I want to know, why are you even saying thank you? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you don't look excited about it. You're forcing yourself to say thank you.
I don't want to cry. Why am I crying? This is not even anything to even cry about. Stupid.
It's not stupid. It's a very common problem, actually.
I don't know, because when I'm by myself, I'm really proud of everything, and I try to, you know, do the everything right and the plans, and I love it, and I'm enjoying losing weight, and I don't know why I just can't say thank you. I don't know, and not have any thoughts about it.
But I want to know what the thoughts are. Allow yourself this gift to figure this piece out so that you actually get to enjoy it 100% of the time, not just when you're by yourself.
I think probably also it's because, you know, everybody's trying to do it. Everybody's trying to lose weight. Everybody's on Beachbody. Everybody, you know, all these, everybody's doing all the things, you know, and it's like, and I've done it before, you know, I've done 21 day fix. I've done all of it, you know, and it's like, that shit don't work.
No, but like, what is it that makes you feel bad about your weight loss?
I don't know.
Like, go back to your sister's. Your sister's comment is a really good one. You had told me that you were like, you want her to feel good and stuff, and that you're worried she might not feel good because you're losing weight, and that it's, you know, that you're loving it.
Well, it's just like, I've tried to have conversations. Sounds like I'm trying to convert her. That's, you know, just everyday talk. What are we having for lunch? What, you know, just whatever. And like, you know, she says, oh, I can't make a plan because it's a trigger for me to binge or whatever. I don't know. And I'm just like, okay, well, that's moving on to the next subject. I mean, it's just conversational type stuff that her and I have with one another.
But one,
she's my sister.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I was just going to say, but she's my sister. I don't know. She's always been like that. Like I said, it's not just about weight loss. It's about lots of things.
Let me ask you, when people are like you've spent a lot of time telling me about how much you actually enjoy your weight loss in your own private stuff. But then when other people are commenting on it and stuff, I don't think it's shaking you on like, I don't sense that you're doubting you're going to get there or anything like that. I'm just going to ask you a few questions and you tell me if I tap on something. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You feel pretty confident that like you're loving it so that you're not going to have any problems, just keep on going and whatnot?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the compliments, would everything be okay?
Yes.
Okay. So we know it's all in the compliment land. And so when mm-hmm. they make comments and compliments to you, do you feel bad for them?
No.
Okay. Have you ever just considered they are genuinely happy for you because possibly they've struggled for a long time and it's nice to see someone succeeding?
Yeah, I believe that.
Do you ever think that when you say thank you?
That I think that they're thinking that genuine thought that you just said? No. But I mean, not that I haven't thought that they weren't. I just didn't think. They just said thank you. You know, that's all. That's where it goes. It comes in and goes out. That's about it.
Let me just say, the thing that like I'm concerned about for you is that you're making yourself, it's almost like you're white knuckling and willpowering yourself to be thankful on the action line. And that's just energy depleting. Well,
I think I'm probably white knuckling that nobody will say anything to me during the day.
And that's where, like, I don't know that we'll get to it in this call, but I think that's where your work is to really figure out, why do you wish so much? Because I wouldn't try to get you to change this. If you were just like, you know why I don't want people to acknowledge my weight loss? I just think it's a waste of time. If they want to say it, fine, I'll say thank you. We're moving on. Like, if it wasn't making you cry and upsetting you, we wouldn't even work on it. It would be like something that we would just be like, let's a throwaway. But it's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
It's loaded. Someone saying, Melissa, you've lost 30 pounds. Tell me about that. And you're just like, oh my God.
And I lie and say, I'm closer to 200 than I am 150 because I don't want her to know that, usually, because it's in front of my sister. Because we work together. Anyways.
Well, I think this is all okay. So if you came to camp and we were all like excited about your weight loss and your sister wasn't there, would you just be like, fuck yeah, you do them basics too? Like, what would you be? Would you be like, no, please don't compliment me? Which one would you be?
Oh, at camp?
Yeah, like if your sister's not with, say you're at the grocery store and someone you haven't seen in 5 years comes up to you and says, oh my God, you've lost weight. What are you doing? Yeah. Would you be excited? Would you say thank you? Would you share? Or would you just be like, oh my God, all I want to do is die inside and get out of here. I'm going to say thank you, but it's going to be like, thanks. And, you know, I really hope that she doesn't ask me anything else. Which version would you be? Yeah. And your sister's not here.
I would be, thanks. I've really been working hard lately. That's my canned response that
But would you say it? But I want to know from the energy would say it, because we're saying that in both situations. Just in one situation, we're saying thank you and we're excited. That's how we said thank you. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that someone acknowledged it, or, you know, whatever. And then on the other side, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to have to say thank you because that's the nice thing to do. But I really hate that they asked me the question.
I think it's because I'm trying to see, like, I feel like I should be some kind of like humble or something about the comp. Like, I'm trying to be humble when somebody compliments me because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm so great, you know, so skinny now, you know, or whatever.
Okay, let me just tell you this. I'm going to do your thought work real fast on this one. Okay. Your issue will never be flaunting it. Ever. Erase that from your mind. I mean, you're so dangerously close to regaining weight to make other people happy and avoid being complimented. The one thing I don't worry is that somehow you're going to become like me and just be like, oh my God, did you see how good I look today? Like, it's me. One more day of looking good. You know, I mean.
Well, I think I'm definitely more excited, or I don't want to say whatever word you want to say. Like when I'm on my Marco Polo with my accountability group, because, you know, we're all speaking the same language. It's like, whatever that is, that's the language we speak. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't communicate with anybody besides my PMP people.
Okay. So this is what I want you to do. This is where your thought work is 100%.
Okay.
Letting your sister have her own feelings. Reminding yourself, like, you have got to quit saying, I don't want my sister to feel bad. You have got to start, the next model for you is, I have to learn to let my sister feel any way she's going to feel. And I think another really good thought for you is, if my sister feels bad, I will love her for it.
Yeah.
Do more work on not blaming anything, including blaming the relationship. Like, I feel bad. Like, this wouldn't hurt so bad, or this wouldn't be the case if it wasn't because this is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not a thought that's ever going to serve you. It's going to get in your way of taking ownership of your own thought line. it's like one of those thoughts that when you have it, you need to throw it out and just say like, no, this is not because this is my sister. This is because I'm thinking that there's another human being in the world that's going to feel something. And I'm somehow going to be able to control their own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten like have you ever received a gift and someone was like so excited to give it to you? Like they'd really thought about you and all the things and you got it and you're just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So like on the inside, you were hating it and all the other things. And on their inside, they were just thrilled to be there. They were just like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. Everybody gets to control their own feelings no matter what. Even if like you were to say, like, let's say you just lied to them and said, oh, thank you so much. I really love it. They still would have to have their own thoughts and feelings no matter what. I want you to just realize, like, with my sister, I am going to learn how the two of us have our own thoughts and feelings, period. No more blaming each other. No more taking ownership for each other. No more doing any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you make the separation that somehow your sister is feeling bad because you're losing weight, your sister is feeling bad because you're losing weight and she thinks something about it. Like she's doing crazy things to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you dropping into why would she even think that? Probably because your sister's bigger than she's been in the past. She probably would love to lose weight. This has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with her being in pain. And it's a lot easier to think you're doing it wrong than for her to examine what's going on in her. Self.
Right.
We all do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Let me grab the next person. I know you don't feel all right, amazing thanks. After this, but no, watch fine. It again. Because no, I want you to watch it again. Thoughts, feelings, they're my own. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. I'm glad because you brought up things that like, I didn't even want to go to our class Wednesday night because we have a class on Wednesday night because I wanted to get coached by Kathy or anybody. And I didn't even want to be around her. So, I mean, this is good that you brought up some other things that I need to work on. So,
all right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. See you in October.
I'll see you in October. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Speaking of guys, October camp's just about sold out. We have like, I don't know if you guys know, but July camp is my birthday camp. It's like literally the Saturday after my birthday. For those of you who are going to come, I plan to turn it up like nobody's business. All right. There was a Carrie. Are you still here, Carrie? I don't see you. Oh, wait, there you are. All right. There are like 30 people with their hands raised. Somebody asked. Somebody said, what camps are you talking about? Carrie, where'd you go? Hang on, let me pause the recording. Oh. All right, lady. We need to refresh everybody while you're here. Now, I just would like everyone, what time is it there in Australia?
It's actually 5:50 a.m. now, but I've been here since just before 5.
Okay. So just like everybody to know that I told her, I was like, I don't even know what time it'll be in Australia, but if you can get on this call, I will for sure call on you. tell everybody why we're coaching, because you were wanting to have essentially from what I remember in the post is, so you get them up to speed on the liver thing.
So I have an autoimmune liver condition. I've had it I got it in July last year. So I'd been on prednisone. So I'd gained about 35 pounds from that. So I went through just recently, I had a lot of friends who were getting weight loss surgery and they kind of talking to them convinced me that was the thing I needed to do to lose the weight. And I described it in my post as almost like having a food binge, that I went on this weight loss surgery crusade, making appointments and doing consults and joining groups. And then I just had this moment of, what the hell are you doing? And that's when I made that post, and you called me out on it.
Yeah. So, like,
so we're here today.
It was amazing, because this is what I read. It was like, I feel terrible about gaining the 35 pounds, and now I'm going to eat to gain weight so I can have weight loss surgery.
Yeah, I was so like, I actually,
why don't we just like eat to lose weight then? If we can like easily turn that faucet on, can we not turn this one on?
I'm so, like, I'm really embarrassed by it, because it was, I added that into the model after, like, I edited the post, because I thought, what was I doing? Because the problem was, I'm bordering on being not even eligible, because I'm such a low BMI on the scale of, you know, what they consider eligible for surgery. And then I had this couple of days where I was like, well, I need to maintain this BMI till I get to my consult next week. And I found myself overeating to keep my weight. It was crazy. It just was, that's when I did the post, because I thought, this is insane. What am I doing?
So just explain to me, like, what, like, and there's no right or wrong. Please don't be embarrassed by this. This is a symptom of, I want to lose the weight. And I, like, the way that I see it is, you have a thought about the weight gain that's driving you to an action and result line that you're not going to love, essentially. Yeah. Otherwise you wouldn't be posting it, right? Yeah. So if we're like, do you think you can just, I mean, is there any reason that you've been told that you can't lose the weight that you've gained while on the prednisone? Are you on or off it?
No. So I actually, after I was on it, my liver levels came back to normal. And I said to my doctor, I'm coming off. And I came off, and within 4 days I spiked again, but he's put me on a new medication where I have zero side effects. So I'm feeling amazing. This is what's bizarre about it, because I feel so good. I haven't gained any weight. I've actually lost I've lost 7 kilos of that, which is maybe 14 pounds or something. So I am losing, but I think it just was this, I sort of thought, I'm turning 41 in April. April last year was my 40th. I was so close to goal, and then I got sick after that. So I gained everything back, and it was almost like this. I'm now another year down the track. And I think our last call we talked about this, and I said, what if in 5 years? And you're like, yeah, so what? You know, like, but I kind of think it was part of this turning 41 and thinking, I'm back at square one again. So all this work that I've done with you over these last 2 years, I'm back at the beginning. And it was almost like this.
I'm going to give it to you. Let's just say we're back at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally, we're going to put that in your C line. Back to the beginning. Okay. We're back at the beginning.
Well, I guess there's a thought about that. I mean, now realistically, having thought about it and listened to some of your podcasts, it's, the thought was almost like a desperation or oh my God, it has to be done now, like an urgency.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I sort of thought, well, part of me was I felt like I was doing a disservice to you, I guess, that I'd done all this work and then I'm back to it again. I've got to go through it all again. And then, you know, it's another year down and I'm still, like, I'm 41 and I'm still dealing with this weight loss, you know, it'll never happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about your past. You're talking about the past. You're wanting, like, you've not mentioned what you actually want other than just to lose the weight from desperation. Like, you're like, do you mean think about this. You're like literally back to the beginning, which could mean I got a clean slate and I get to do it the way I want.
Yeah.
You're not thinking that.
No. I think one thing you said in the post was, I think, like, I haven't, maybe it comes down to I haven't modeled having the disease and how that, you know, how I need to think about what I need to think about that, that it's just I'm thinking about the what's happening after it.
So let me ask you this. Did you eat like an asshole while you were sick? If you did, it's okay.
No, not actually, after I came out of hospital, I was actually really, really good. Okay. Yeah, I was eating really, really well. So it, I guess that.
So you didn't start eating like an asshole until you came off the drugs and everything with the liver was fixed. And you're just like, oh my God, I need to lose weight. So I'm going to eat extra and get weight loss surgery. That'll work.
It was only a very, very short period that it was like 2 days of this. And I recognized the thought when it happened. And that's when I did that model because I was like, this is insane. This is such ridiculous thinking.
But this is what I want you to
so
see.
I caught myself very quickly.
You already know you can lose weight. You already know how to use the tools. Like, you know so much, right?
Mm. Yeah.
The biggest problem you're going to have, though, this time, is you're, like, going to try to lose weight from shame about the past. And you're going to try to lose weight from regret that this happened. And you're going to, like, drive this from desperation to correct some wrong. That is not a good way to lose weight. You could do it. I mean, that is, like, I'm going to tell you right now, like, I know you're not actively looking at the, I'm hoping you're not actively looking at the weight loss surgery at this point. I think you
know. No, not at all.
You know, that's not going to work. But.
Yeah, definitely.
Your action line, what I don't, like, what I don't worry about you, like, I feel really certain just because, like, you've kind of kept, like, through all of this, you've kept your sanity on your eating. Like, you've been really good about taking care of yourself and stuff. But I'm just worried that you're going to now fuel this weight loss, not like you did the first time.
I think, I feel like probably if you hadn't spoken to me last week, yes. But I feel like now, you know, everyone sort of gave good responses. I listened to more of your, you know, your videos and stuff, and I think I'm back in that mindset of how I was in the beginning. So I, for me, it's like I have these momentary lapses, I think, but I'm really quick to recover from them. So I think I shifted. I don't know what it was. It just felt like I was. It's almost like I said, that mindless eating. It's almost like I had a binge, but it was just this actions around binging rather than eating.
Yeah.
And
it's driven it's driven from that past focus. Like, like when I said, I need you to go back and I need you to look at this whole liver experience with the weight gain. Like, I think you've got to include the weight gain in your C line. Like, you know, the liver gained the weight, blah, blah, blah. We've got to repair the relationship you have with it in order for you to have a strong relationship to move forward with your weight loss.
Mm.
Right now,
you
have so much shame and so much around this weight gain that's never going to serve you. It's almost like it's misplaced.
Mm.
You know, like you're not giving yourself credit for, you know, like I was dealing with an autoimmune thing and I had, you know, steroids, and throughout all of it, I worked on my brain and going through all of that. Like, I think you need the story you're telling right now is I'm back at square one. I'm 41. This is a womp womp that somehow I've been disserviced. I don't even know how I got into the picture. Like, all of these things are happening. And that is like literally the story that you're telling that's probably feeling true right now. And you're going to have to give yourself the alternate reality that's also true right now, that's based in where you want to go, not based in reflecting on where you've been. We get to where we want to go.
Absolutely.
To where we want to go, not by continually reflecting on where we've been and then dwelling in it. You're trying to drag all of it with you.
Mm. I think you absolutely nailed it there, because I think I had done the model based on the afterthought of the surgery rather than looking at, okay, that, like you said, in the post and now, the circumstance is the weight, the current weight and the liver condition. And I hadn't even actually thought, it hadn't entered my mind to even think about modeling that. It was just like, oh, okay, so, you know, there's this, the weight loss surgery is what I'm thinking about, whereas that was so far away from really where I needed to be thinking.
It's so, because, yeah, like, absolutely. So your weight loss surgery stuff is all down here on your action line. Like the groups,
yeah, and whereas
I had the appointments and all that kind of stuff. It's all right. That's just like when you put it in the circumstance line, all that does is give you your current thoughts on that. Like, this is going to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be, right? When it's down here, you start understanding what the thoughts and feelings are driving you to look for it. Mm. And I think it's because you have such a story around the weight gain. I got to get away from this weight gain as fast as I can. This is fast. Yeah. This will work. Oh, and I get to, like,
that's exactly
before what I even go in. That'll even be better.
So I'm so embarrassed, because it was just like, it's, you know, like, I'm a smart person.
But this is the thing. Yeah, you are a smart person. This is just how our brains work. When we, yeah, like, it's like, it doesn't matter how smart you are. When the feelings kick in, we start getting desperate to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, it's like when we start getting into negative emotion, rather than being like curious as to what's going on, we get desperate to get out of it. And then we just start looking for any way, whether it is with food or it's a new diet or whatever. Like, we all have escape hatches that we're always trying to use to get out, rather than like what I was talking about with the last person. It's like, you kind of are like feeling defeated by this and you're blaming all of this rather than what am I keep thinking about this past year that makes me feel so defeated that I need a fast fix. Taking ownership of your piece in all of this now. You know, the liver stuff only gets so much credit. After that, you got to kind of start, you know, letting it just be the circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is awesome, because I'll really work on some more models around that. But yeah, I just needed you to shift me, because it was funny too, because everyone's like, wow, this is a really great model. And I was like, yay, I've done, this is so good. And then you just come in, you're like, actually, hold on.
Right.
So I was like, oh my God.
Wait, hold like, on. You suck. Yes, let me tell you.
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. Y'all need to be careful in that Facebook group tagging me and stuff. Sometimes y'all are like, I'm going to tag Corinne. It's going to be amazing. And then I like actually read it and come in is like, I should have kept my mouth shut.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah. So no, that's good. I'll work on that. But yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. It's good.
But yes, I'm absolutely not. Appointments are canceled. Everything's that's over there now.
That's right. And you are back at the beginning, and you're at a place where you get to rewrite all of it. I think that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think too, I'm obviously, you know, I say it's a disservice to you. That again is a stupid thought, but I think it actually is this time I have those tools that I didn't before. So I'm so lucky to have that now, because I was kind of fumbling, you know, I'm learning it all. Whereas now I know what
you just wait until you lose the weight. And then I use you as a success story. It's like, oh my God, did y'all even know that? Like, she had to regain her weight because of her liver stuff. And these tools are so good. She lost it twice. Yeah. No, yeah, disturbs here. Not in my mind. All right.
Awesome. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Just about not my thingy on. Okay. Somebody, like, literally, I don't know who you are. Can you post in the Q&A if I asked you to come? And I'm going to, we're going to go to 1:30, just so you guys know, on these Sunday calls, I do 90 minutes. They're not just an hour long, just so you guys know. Let's do, Carrie, I tried to call you a while ago. Trying again. Which videos are almost 2 hours long? Just listen to them in chunks, y'all. Like if y'all are like, well, I got like 15 minutes, then listen for 15. Here's how I would do like long videos. This is what I do when I do courses, because a lot of the courses I take, them bitches go like 4 and 5 hours long, is I divide, like I know that I'm going to have either 15 minutes or 30 minutes. And then I will listen. Like if it's a 2 hour call, then I know it's going to take me 8 sessions. So am I on like session 1, session 2, session 3, divided into 15 minute chunks. That way I always know where to come back to when the next one comes. Okay, Carrie, let's try again. Carrie, I do not know what's going on, but I can't get you on. Okay, well, Carrie, you're probably going to have to go through. I'm going to put you back as an attendee. Go through your settings and make sure you turn everything on Zoom because it's not coming through. Let's go with Kathy. All right, I'm going to go through some Q&A. For some reason, now Kathy's not coming online. Hang on, let me just... All right, so what are we coaching on?
Well, I'm going on a cruise this Thursday, and I just want to set myself up for success.
Okay.
I'm a little bit nervous because I've been doing the DSV, and so I've been on a roll. I've tried to work out before on a ship, but I ended up getting seasick, and okay. To make sure that whenever I come back, that I'm back on task, because it seems like whenever I do something like that going on vacation, I feel like I
let me ask
when I get back.
Let me ask you this. Number one, how long are you going to be on the cruise?
It's a 5-day cruise.
Okay. So just 5 days. So you could like work out before you go. You could take off 5 days.
Okay.
You could
take off. Yes.
I'm going to tell you, if I was on a cruise and I got like, first of all, I would love to see me on a cruise. I can't even ride in a car. So me and a cruise are never going to mix. Let's say Corinne's on a boat. Corinne's not exercising. I don't care what she's planning or training for.
Right. I feel guilty almost for not doing anything while I'm on a cruise though.
Why?
Because I feel like I'll go back into my bad habits of not getting up in the morning and going running.
But what if you just are like, I'm going to be on a cruise for 5 days, and when I get back, I will be back to my habits. 5 days isn't long enough to unwind habit.
Okay. And then do I just start back where I left off?
Yeah.
Do I? Okay.
Like, I just want you to see how easy I'm making it. And your brain is like, well, I'm going to slip back into old habits and I'm going to be feeling really guilty because I should be doing it. And I'm going to do all this drama rather than like, I'm going on a cruise. I don't exercise well because I'm probably going to get sick. I should just take 5 days off and plan for success when I get back.
Okay. I can definitely do that. And I guess I've heard you say how you, I mean, I do ship, so I could order my groceries ahead of time and have them ready to pick up.
Yeah.
And,
this is the big thing. You guys, this is where your brain is flipping out. All right. You have got up here like 5 days. How long have you been in the tribe?
January, baby.
So you've been in since January. So we've got 60 days under our belt. Just by the time you go on this cruise, you're about 60 days in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You've signed up for DSB. Sounds like you're exercising. Have you been doing some stuff
Yes.
in the tribe?
As in communicating with other people?
No, like, have you lost any weight or?
Oh, yes. I've been averaging about 0.5 pounds every week losing.
Okay. So we're losing weight. We've signed up for DSV. We're becoming a walk runner or walker, or what distance are you doing?
I'm doing 5K and I'm training to run the whole thing right now. So I'm doing intervals right now.
See, we've got a really good 60 days under our belt, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have 60 days versus 5. And your brain goes to, these 5 days are going to be a real fucker. They're going to ruin 60 days worth of progress. These 5 days mean way more than 60. This is a for sure problem. Whereas my brain is like, yeah, you're like going on a cruise. You know what I do? I just eat to my 2. If you can't exercise on the boat, do it when you get back. What's the big deal? Because I think, oh my God, she's got an amazing 60 days under her belt. She's on a roll.
Thank you.
But I need you. It doesn't matter if I think that, mama.
Yes. Sorry, that's what my students call me. So that's where Mama Mac came from.
But I want you to think about it. My brain is amazing for you.
Yes.
I believe. And like, this is not a problem. She can handle this. Look how she's been. Look at all she's already done in 60 days. It's a boat.
I know. And I'm looking forward to it. I just didn't want all my hard work to go to crap. So,
how does hard work go to crap?
Making the decision not to do something once I get back.
Yeah, the only way your hard work goes to crap is if you believe your hard work can go to crap.
Okay.
Like you're acting as if it would just happen to you. I just don't want that to happen. Rather than saying, there's no way in hell I will ever let all my hard work go to crap. And here's how I'll get that done. If I feel like running on that boat, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to run on that boat. If I'm like vomiting in the toilet, I'm not. I don't have to worry about any kind of weight gain because I'll be puking and not even hungry.
Right.
You'll be like my grandmother. My granny always said, I'm one good stomach bug away from a size down.
Yes.
You know, it's like thinking about like your thought, I just don't want it to all go to crap versus saying, there's no way in hell it's going to go to crap. And here's how. I am the authority in my brain, not the boat, not my old thinking. That's what I'm learning in PNP. I get to decide what the future is. The future is what I want it to be. The future is not me going back to my past to look how I've showed up in the past and hoping to God that doesn't happen. That's not how we create the future. That's how we get draw upon past experience and say, well, I hope I choose differently, even though I gave myself no other option but what's happened in my past.
Right. And that's what I keep going back to, but I need to set it up for what you said, success when I get back.
Just keep saying to yourself, whoop, thought error, delete, late. We're building, we're creating. I'm in control. Okay. Like literally, guys, it will probably take 1,000 times a day redirecting your brain from its old habitual thinking. That's okay. It's not supposed to think differently automatically. But what I want you guys doing is doing just like you did today. Let's talk about it. Let's identify the old thinking before we get to the boat and before we're in the middle of all the like panic and everything. Let's think about how we want it to go so that in the moment when you get there and then the normal, like, I'm on vacation, who gives a fuck? Let's just eat it all. Like when all that starts up, you're prepared for it. You do the work of being prepared for that version of you who's going to be like, aloha, I'm here. I'm ready to kick back and be my old self. And you're like, oh yeah, I knew you were coming on the boat too. Go to the room. We're going for a run.
Well, I appreciate it, Corinne.
You're welcome.
I'm just very thankful for you, and you've been a blessing to me. So thank you.
Good. And I love your glasses, by the way. Just got to say.
Okay. You know me.
Thanks. Oh,
your glasses.
Yes, I like your Tommy Choos that you wear. So those are cute.
Yeah. Have fun on your trip. Add yes, the ma'am. Fun in, plan for the fun, anticipate the fun, just enjoy yourself. And just remember, like, I'm going to not only enjoy myself here, but I'm going to enjoy getting right back to all my normalcy. That's when you really have made a shift in your weight loss, when you can go on a vacation, you have a few treats and stuff, but you're kind of like looking forward to going back to what you normally do. Like, I love nothing better than when I go to Vegas for a few days and Chris and I will drink or whatever, and I'm sitting around and I can't wait to get back to some salads and that kind of stuff. I'm like, this is what it really is. Like, I'll think about how great it's going to be when I get back. I think the biggest mistake most people do when they throw their hard work away is they set it up to where, like, and when I get back, I'm going to have to, like, really work off this vacation bloat. Like, everything that I'm doing, like, you piss all over the good time you're having, and then you go home and you set yourself up that for punishment for having a good time, and it's so hard to restart, and you don't give yourself the opportunity to appreciate the life that you're building.
Yes. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun. Where are we going, by the way?
Cozumel. It's my husband and I's 12-year anniversary. So.
Jesus, I wish I was going. All right.
Well, come on.
I would. I'm seriously. I'm not on the boat part. I think I could just fly to Cozumel and meet you on an excursion.
Even better. Even better.
All right. Bye. Okay.
Thanks, Grim. Bye.
Okay, Carrie. Are you still here? We're going to try again. Carrie, keep trying. I don't know what goes on with your thing. Is it possible to know how many? Oh, we've already done that one. I just wanted to share a podcast idea, and maybe it has been done before. Oh, will you send that to Rebecca? If you'll send that to support@pnptribe.com, we take all suggestions when it comes to podcasts. Hi there. Who is the running trainer coach, the first coach mentioned? That's Jill Angie. She does the Not Your Average Runner podcast. You can look her up there. She's also, if you just type in Jill Angie in the Facebook group, she's also a member of our group. I'm having a hard time, Carrie. I don't know what's going on, but every time I promote you, sweetheart, it does not come up. Let's see. Michelle, you're going to be the last one today. I'm going to promote you. I'm having a hard time overeating at dinner. I get distracted by my company and eat past my two before I even realize it. I've done lots of discovery worksheets, and I keep coming back to getting distracted. Any suggestions on how to stick to my hunger scale when eating out? Yeah, Laura. So what I would do is, if you know that that's like the pattern, this is like a really easy fix. This is going to be more of a habit change and like visualizing ahead of time thing. All I need you to do is like say, okay, so when I go out to eat, I know that I get distracted by the company. When your plate arrives, decide how much food you're actually going to eat, like half of what you normally do. Eat that, stop eating, pay attention to what's going on at the table, do all the talking, do all the stuff, and give yourself like a 5-minute pause on eating, and then go back if you want to. That's where I would just do like a deliberate pause in the action to see what happens. All right, Michelle. Let's go. Somebody says, I want your sweater. This is this year's Banana Republic, so you too could have it. All right. Can you start your video? Michelle? I don't think Michelle knows that she had her hand raised. Okay. So let's go with Joni. Everybody's got that. This is what makes me nervous. I'm always wondering if you guys actually want to be coached. Looks like Joni's on the ready, though. All right, Joni, what are we coaching on?
Can you see me?
I can see you.
Okay, well, I can't see you, but I'm going to go for this anyway.
Okay.
I'm an old tribe member, been around since September of 18, and am learning maintenance. And I have an opportunity to work on a challenging situation that's presented itself several times for me.
Okay.
We travel about every 2 to 3 months to take care of ill family members, my in-laws. And stay in a hotel and try to help take care of them. And I get kind of caught up in feeling like I need to take care of everybody, and then I end up seeking relief and overeating and what have you. So I've been working on planning to be ready for this next trip.
Okay.
And so in my models, my unintentional thought is that I have to take care of everyone. And then my feeling is overwhelm, and then I get into buffering, and I deserve treats, or I deserve relief.
Okay. Your relief is not coming for the food. The relief isn't even coming from having to do the things. The relief you're seeking is the shit you're telling yourself about the things. Okay?
Okay.
So I think you've got a really good thought that you've identified sucks.
Yes.
So we're just put in-laws in, like, you know, hotel.
Right.
Caregiver. We'll put all that up here. Okay.
Okay.
And then the thought is
I have to take care of everyone.
Okay. I have to take care of everyone. Is that true?
No.
Why do you choose to think it then?
Ooh, that's a good question. My excuses or rationale is that my husband's not 100% well, and I'm the healthcare provider of the group, you know, and I know those are all excuses. So my intentional model is that I take care of myself first.
But that's not going to work.
Exactly. It doesn't feel.
Tell me how that feels.
It feels selfish.
Right. That's how we know that one won't work. Because you believe you have to take care of everyone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're creating evidence for it. Like, well, my husband, he's sick. And like, I've got all these reasons why I have to be the one.
So my rational mind is that I know that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to, you choose to.
Ah, okay. I can choose to take care of folks and choose to take care of me.
It won't, you will take care of yourself. Here's the problem. You think you're going to have to choose to take care of yourself. You'll automatically not need to eat if you're not having to escape your overwhelm. You're overwhelming yourself. So you're eating to avoid your own overwhelm you're creating.
Okay.
If you're not creating yourself, if you're not putting yourself in the position to be overwhelmed, do you think you're going to need a sandwich to get through the moment?
No.
Right. The first thing is you understanding, like, you don't have to do anything, but you are absolutely choosing to do this because your husband is sick. Not I have to because he's sick. That feels what? Like shit?
Yeah.
Do you love him?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you love your in-laws?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. But I mean, you're like, if they were complete assholes, you probably wouldn't choose.
Right.
You're like, hire someone, do whatever you got to do, but they're assholes. We're all out.
Right.
Even if they were so we have these people who are like 90% of the time, 80% of the time, pretty decent people. Mm-hmm. The other 20% is because you love him so much. Like, just be honest with yourself. Like, this is the thing. You guys seek relief in food. Because you sit around telling yourself shit like, I have to take care of people. Like, I coached a single mom the other night. And she was like, well, I have to take care of my kid. I got to do all these dishes. I have to do this. I have to do that. And I'm like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. I say, you choose to because you love your kid. You choose to because you're an amazing mother. You choose to for all these other reasons. So, like, the reason why you're eating is because you keep telling the story that this is a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you got to escape the shit. But you're already taking care of yourself when you take care of them, because you don't want to feel like an asshole for not doing it.
Right. And it's funny because I have done a ton of models around my job, and that I was unhappy in my job, and I've been able to change the dialogue in that I choose this occupation and I choose to take care of these patients. And it's made a world of difference in the need to. So it's interesting that I didn't have the insight in the family. So thank you.
Well, I think like one of the things is I think a lot of you go to wanting to have a cuddly model, an intentional cuddle, you know, like I need to be like, I am an amazing daughter-in-law and I'm going to need to put myself first. And like we create these models that fly in the face of the obvious lie we're telling ourselves that I have to do it. It's like, no, you don't. You're choosing to do it because you don't want to disappoint your husband. You're choosing to do it because he can't. You're choosing to do it for all these reasons, but that's all on you.
Right.
No one's making you do anything. And when you take all that out and be like, oh, I'm here because I've decided to be here. Because like, you know, there are times when I really love all these people. That's, I wouldn't want anybody else doing it. Or maybe yes. You would. It just, you just say like, you know, there's times when I'm here and it feels very depleting because of what I'm thinking. It feels overwhelming because I don't want to be here right now. I would much rather be taking care of myself this weekend. That's okay. That's how you get out of the overwhelm and I need to eat to get away from my self model. I need to get some relief from all the bullshit I'm putting on top of myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get
out. That's a common theme for me, so I'll keep working on it.
I think a lot of people have to really watch for that. I think a lot of us are just like just sitting around saying things and we're not really telling the truth. And we're not also being compassionate in those moments where it's like, you know, sometimes it is overwhelming. You know why? I wish that I had help. I know why it's overwhelming because I keep wanting help. I keep wanting to not be here. I keep thinking that this is not fair. I keep thinking whatever. But when you allow yourself to go to, because I keep thinking, because I keep doing all this, you don't have to eat over it. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of relief that comes from knowing that I am creating this experience. We need relief when we think the experience is what's doing it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to tell you, Joni, if you're going to be there, you're going to take care of people, you're going to be amazing, I'd probably just walk in the door amazing, feeling amazing about it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye. All right, loves. That is it for the day. I got to get off here. I have my next call is starting. They've already tried to call me, so I will get off. Don't forget July camp. Guys, sign up for it. It is here. That when it sells out, there will be nothing left in 2020 to sign up for. You'll be sitting around crying, wondering when 2021 schedule is going to come out, all the things. And let me just tell you, Nashville in July is the bomb. It is the bomb. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all. Oh, I'm drinking Xtend, Xtend. If you go to the website, Corinne's Faves, there's a link on there. If you go and look, you'll be able to find, I have it in my store.